From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Fearing that the ultimate goal of the Democrats is to silence the voice of conservatives in New Mexico, State Representative Republican Rebecca Dow of District 38, which represents Grants, Hidalgo, and Sierra counties, said if the redistricting favors the Democrats, she will take the matter to the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, they talked about this being a bipartisan redistricting committee that was created, but it certainly wasn't nonpartisan. There's a big difference. And in addition to that, they talked about it being about race, the minority voice being representative. But the Republicans that are being targeted are African-American, Hispanic, or women.
State representative in the House Minority Whip, Republican Jim Townsend of Artesia, says going to the courts may be the Republicans' last-ditch effort to ensure proper representation.
If they continue down this path, we'll have no recourse other than take it to the courts.
In a special meeting on Monday, the City of Lovington commissioners trimmed the list of 8 city manager candidates to 3. They are Cesar Garcia, currently the assistant city manager of West Park, Florida, Todd Mistrott of Midland, Texas, where he's the director of regional services, and Chris Klesick, director of code administration, also from the city of Midland. Mayor David Trujillo hopes that a new city manager is in place by January 15th. 58-year-old Mitty Runyon of Artesia, a New Mexico Department of Transportation employee, passed away at a Lubbock hospital due to injuries sustained from a 3-vehicle incident that occurred on U.S. 285 Monday morning, that according to New Mexico State Police. According to reports, the accident occurred when a 2012 commercial motor vehicle rear-ended a New Mexico Dodge pickup that Runyon was operating while headed southbound in the right lane. At the time of the accident, Runyon and other employees had been placing reflectors in a newly resurfaced section of the highway near milepost 82 north of Artesia. Runyon was a 21-year veteran of New Mexico Dodge. 2 Chavez County women were among the 11 deaths related to COVID-19 reported by the New Mexico Department of Health. A woman in her 50s and another in her 70s bring the county's total of deaths related to the virus to 221. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.